I don't know which party my wife belongs to, but she belongs to my kitchen and my living room and the other room.
Hello, ladies, and hopefully gentlemen. Welcome to another sexy, sassy, saucy, interesting episode of The Other Room. Like you know, we're still on the unhinged season. So we're still being unhinged. Today, we have another very interesting discussion. Unfortunately, Chichi is not here with me today. Chichi, I miss you so much, but the show goes on. I rather have somebody very, 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 very sexy, very, very saucy. Like, sexy is a middle name. So, like, I'm really excited to have her here with me today. Today, we are talking about sex toys, your ultimate DIY throuple buddy. What do we mean? Well, we are going to get into that. Let me not keep rambling on. I'm going to introduce my guest. Her name is the one and only Amishika.
Hi guys.
Girl, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm feeling sexy. I wish I was sexier, but yeah, I'm currently sexy. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm on a 10.
My job. Today, like I mentioned, we are going to be talking about, it's all about self-pleasure. We are still on the pleasure conversation. So it's all about self-pleasure. It's all about what you can use to enhance pleasure for yourself, but not only for yourself. You know, as we've talked about earlier on, pleasure with yourself ultimately impacts pleasure with other people.
Yeah.
I forgot to mention, Amishika is a certified sex coach. She's a media girly. That she said is very, very important. So I'm mentioning that she's a media girly.
Yeah.
And she's a fellow podcast host.
Yeah.
I mean, let me ask you this before we get into everything else. On a scale of 1 to 10, how important is sex toys to you, and how important do you think it should be for everyone, especially women who have sex?
Okay, so for sex toys, I'll say how important that they, I think they're very, very important, because when it comes to self-pleasure as women, sex toys make it very, very easy to get your nuts. And a lot of, the orgasm gap is so wide. It's still so wide. A lot of women still don't know what an orgasm feels like. I feel like if you don't know what an orgasm feels like, your man, your partner has never made you experience it. You should get a toy. Get the rules. I've been telling my friends, like this year, I made it a point to get my close friends a toy, like a rose each. Like, I'd ask you what's your favorite color and get you a rose, because I think every woman should own that rose, because it gives you an experience of a very easy, very fun orgasm, and it's nice. Aside from that, like with your partner, it enhances the experience with your partner, because I mean, a lot of women require clitoral stimulation to experience orgasms, like majority of women. It's less than 30% of women.
You know, let me not cut you. I mean, I don't mean to cut you. We are going to get into all of this, but before that, not you being a pleasure fairy godmother. I'm happy for your friends.
I feel like every woman should own the rose, because like it really is an easy orgasm. Because aside from the rose, like other toys are great. With other toys, when me and masturbating, I want visual stimulation. I want to use porn.
You can tell it's her work from the way she's just going on and on.
Right? Like that's what I do, guys. Like,
I know.
But yeah, I think it's very important. If you don't have a toy, get a toy.
Please get one. Well, I mean, we are going to get into all of the details, all of the rules she's mentioned. I'm sure it's very new to some of you. We'll show you what a rose toy is. We're just starting.
Okay.
And you know, I'm just remembering, I forgot our favorite caveat.
What's that?
The unhinged season.
Yeah.
Grab a cup of tea, coffee, soda, whatever it is you drink. Let your hair down if you have any. If you don't have any, straighten your neck, chill, relax. As Chichi usually says, get a herb tea. We all know what herb tea is. She's not here to explain, but we know. And so, you know, this is how we usher you into today's very sexy discussion with the ever sexy Amishika.
Yeah.
Now let's rewind.
Okay.
What is a sex toy? We are like all over the place, and so we know a lot of things, but to anyone who doesn't know what a sex toy is, what is a sex toy?
Okay, so a sex toy is any object or product that like gives you the experience of pleasure, sexual pleasure. So when you use it, it has a way of stimulating your nerve endings, and then you feel some nice sensations, you feel sexual pleasure. So it's anything that can make you feel sexual pleasure. There are varieties of toys. So I think that's the main definition.
For those who DJ, can we count our fingers as sex toy?
Well, our fingers are our fingers. Well, like, they're part of our bodies, but yeah, it could work. That's a sex toy in a way, but yeah, it's still our fingers.
See, your fingers are not only for eating and touching things and holding things. It can also be a tool for pleasure, yeah?
It's just long.
Tell me about it.
I haven't used my fingers in a while.
That's like owning a manual car.
Right.
When you can have it.
Like, we'll instead of using my finger, like, I'd rather my man use his finger.
That for some weird reason, that's faster and better.
Yeah.
Do you know the science of it, or like, do you have an idea why that is so?
Well, because I mean, that's somebody that you are into and you like them, and so when they touch you, it comes. I feel like that's just it. Because you're into them, the chemistry and all that, it plays a role. Like, with you alone, it takes you, like, getting in the mood mentally, like, and then you get excited and the pleasure starts building up. But I like masturbating with my fingers sometimes because, like, although it takes a while, it feels very worthwhile. Because some toys, even though when they give you a very easy, a quick orgasm, you're like, that came too fast.
Yeah.
The finger makes you enjoy the process, but just that sometimes we are just so in a hurry. It's like, come already.
Yeah, sometimes you just want to quickie with yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Anyways, I mean, if you still DJ, please do DJ away, whatever works for you.
Yes.
Yeah. It's you choose what works for you.
Mm-hmm.
Why do people use sex toys?
Why do people use sex toys? One, because they want to get their nuts. Because, I mean, they have a need, like, they are horny, they want to feel something, and then the sex toy makes it easier. Sex toys either vibrate, or, like, they have a suction thing, or there's several types, some heat up. And because of the functions, like, the various traits they come with, they work faster to stimulate our nerve endings, and then you're able to get your pleasure, orgasms, and it's nice. People also use sex toys to spice things up. Because I can use my sex toy and my partner can sit back and watch me. And it can make things faster. Like, because, I mean, if your partner is inside you, like, during penetration, like, you can use a vibrator on your clit while the partner is inside you. And there are toys for every part of the body, like nipple clamps for the nipples. Like, if you like pain on your nipples, like, and you have the clamps, they can stimulate your nipples. And then you can have multiple parts of your body being stimulated. So let's say there are nipple clamps on your nipples. There's an anal plug for your anus. There's a vibrator on your clit. There's a dildo inside your vagina. Like, there are toys for various parts of the body. They stimulate the various nerve endings all over, and then you get to feel pleasure. So it's all about sexual pleasure and satisfaction, or spicing things up, or like getting an orgasm quicker. Because, I mean, when you add toys to penetration, women get their orgasms faster. I mean, let's bridge the orgasm gap. While your dick is inside her vagina, put a vibrator, put the rose on her clit, and let her enjoy it.
That is over 100% correct. Like, for me, as a woman who doesn't orgasm through penetration only, sex toys have been kind of empowering for me. It's my own way of having pleasurable experiences, not only with myself, but also with a partner. And this is not just me. How have I forgotten the statistics? Like, a lot of women don't orgasm through penetration.
Yeah, like, it's less than 30% of women that orgasm from penetration alone.
I was wondering this the last time we met, and I forgot it. So, yeah, so for women like that, I feel sex toys are empowering.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They are a way of you enjoying pleasure with your partner.
Yeah.
If your partner is a woman or a man, you still get to experience pleasure. Many a time, women have sex and don't come. Like you mentioned, there are women, especially heterosexual women,
who have sex.
Like, there was a woman who has 5 children and has never experienced orgasm. And I was shocked.
Why are you shocked?
I know. Like, I was so shocked. And I was like, okay, this person could either be someone who doesn't orgasm through penetration only and still doesn't know it, or has had partners who don't take time to prioritize her pleasure.
Yeah.
Or maybe she herself also hasn't explored her body enough to know what makes her tick. And so maybe she hasn't been able to learn that for herself and communicate that.
To
or
her
not
partner.
Even to communicate that to her partner, but also please herself.
Yeah.
Because 5 kids and no orgasm.
Like, I mean, I feel like if you're listening to this and you've never experienced an orgasm, please try it on your own. Because, like, being able to do it for yourself, let your body experience it. And it's easier to experience it with a partner. Masturbation helps. It's a big foundation, like, for women.
True. Using sex toys is also a way for you to explore yourself.
Get to know your body.
Last time we had a conversation about self-exploration, like, pleasure starts from home. I think that was the topic of that episode, and we talked about how you have to discover yourself, explore yourself, so you know your various pleasure points.
Yeah.
Sex toys can help you do that.
Exactly.
So you like, if you put a vibrator on your nipple, for example, it feels good, you know that, okay, so
your nipples are sensitive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Your thighs, your ankles, your ears. Like, I mean, you can put sex toys everywhere.
Exactly.
So these can help you in that process of self-discovery, self-exploration.
Yeah.
It's also, like I said, it's empowering.
Mm-hmm.
That your ability to be able to please yourself, like not rely on somebody else for your pleasure, for me is empowering.
Yeah, it is.
It's also not just, you know, relying on yourself for your own pleasure. It's also being able to have better sex or pleasurable experiences with other people because you know your body, you know what works and what doesn't work. You also are confident enough to like accelerate the level of pleasure you have with sex toys. Like the moment, I mean, when you use sex toys, you're comfortable with them, you're comfortable enough to communicate that with your partner. Like
exactly,
you mentioned, there's so much you can do. People think sex toys are for just personal use only, like like just used by yourself. No. You can use toys
with your partner. I think the best lovers are the ones that want to buy you toys. I like men that buy their girls toys.
Buying a girl a sex toy is a love language.
Yeah, same here. Like, regardless of the fact that I have a lot of toys, please don't buy me toys. Like, because I like to explore new
toys.
Right? Like, there's so many types.
Okay, so on that so many types note, I think we should look at the sex toys.
Okay.
Here today. Now, this is a limited, very, very, very limited collection, but we are going to do our best. For those of you who cannot see us, if you're listening to us on Spotify or any other podcast platform, we are going to be as descriptive as possible so you have an idea or you can picture or imagine what we are talking about. For those of us watching us, you get the pleasure of seeing some sex toys you may have not seen before, and if you have seen more, please do let us know in the comments. We want to know what you've seen or used and what you'd recommend for other women to use. So without blabbing on more, as I usually do, we are going to... Amy, could you please help me?
I'll do that.
We are going to show you our collection for today.
Even though we don't have a dildo, I still think you should define what a dildo is, because a lot of people...
Choose.
There was a time I was hanging with this guy and he told me he had a toy. He was so excited to show me what toy he had. And he brought out a dildo and I looked at him and I was like, hello. So
it
let's...
actually for a lot of people.
He brought out some big
dildo. A dildo is...
To them, that's what a sex toy
that's
is.
That's what a sex toy is.
But I don't even use dildos.
And I mean, I can't really blame people. Our society doesn't, we are not really, generally as a people, we are not really into sex toys and also really not into anything beyond the basic.
Because me, instead of using a dildo, like, I'd rather be fucked by a dick.
Well, dicks don't vibrate.
No, but a dildo is like an artificial dick.
True.
Like, why is a dildo when I can have a man fuck me?
Because dildos vibrate.
Not all do. But I'm not the biggest fan of insertable toys.
Me neither.
Unless it's the lash. Mm. Those ones are like smaller. The dildos, men, you see how like when men are talking, they want to argue about sex toys. They're like, why would you want to use a big dildo and blah, blah, blah. But a lot of women don't even use dildos.
Listen, we are going to get into that. We are going to talk what about the beef men have with sex toys. We need a whole court sitting on this one-sided beef that men have with sex toys because bust my brain. Okay, so I think we're going to get into it. I mean, this is your job. Today, I'm just a spectator. I'm here to see you or watch you be in your element.
Okay.
I don't know which one you want to start with, but, you know, whichever you want to start, you can just pick it up. Let the camera get that, and then you can tell us about it.
Okay, so I'm going to start with this because there's something we call sensation play. Something like this could work great, although it looks like a whip. A whip is usually for impact, like you, the pain.
Yeah.
This is supposed to be for impact. But for someone like me who loves pain, this pain is not enough.
Mm.
It can also be used for let's say, rubbing on the skin. You see how when you rub lightly on the skin, the sensation is nice. We call it sensation play. Mm. You can have your partner lie on their back, on their front, and then like rub on their back with the tip of this. It feels nice. With blindfolds on, imagine. So this is, this is great. Although it's like a regular whip, it can be great for sensation because it stimulates the skin and then it can feel really, really nice. Yeah.
For those who can't see us, it's basically a mini whip.
It's
black, but instead of, I don't know what the actual whips are made of, but this is made of fabric, like soft cords, like the cord they use to sew, the fashion designers use, like really soft. So it's not really for pain, like Ami said. It's mainly just for sensation.
I mean, some people don't like pain like me, so it could work for if you are new to pain.
This works perfectly for me, actually.
Like for the pain?
Yeah, okay. It's not painful.
It's not as painful. Yeah, okay. Now let's move on to the rose. Guys, the rose toy, they're regular. They're different types of rose toys because there's a type that has a suction thing. This one I have here has the hole here. That's a suction thing. I hope you can see. So here, it's a hole here that acts like a suction. It's a suction cap. So it uses air pulse technology. So when you turn it on, it just, it uses air. So it has a way of feeling like you are being sucked. So you put it on your clit. The good thing about the rose is that although it has a suction part, it also vibrates. So it's a suction and a vibration bead, and then it works so great. And it has different vibration modes. This works on the clit, but you can use it on the nipples too. Yeah, you can use it on the nipples, and if it feels nice, you can enjoy that. Use it on various parts of your body. I mean, it's good to experiment. And I think every woman should own the rose.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
For those who can't see us, once again, the rose is shaped like a rose. The rose flower. I think that's where it gets the name from.
And it comes in different colors. Like, so you can get a color that works for you. And it works great. I sell these toys. So, guys, visit my website, amisexshop, amisexshop.com. I have toys for you.
You stand a self-promoting queen.
We have the sex dice. These are not regular sex toys because they don't work on the body. They are for fun. Because with the sex dice, you have like just like the ludo.
Mm.
How you throw the ludo.
Yeah.
So you throw it and then whatever it lands on. Okay, so this one has various, like this lets you explore various locations for sex. So this one has bedroom, in the closet, in the shower, living room, dining room. Because I mean, if you are a sexual, like you're sexually active, it's very important that you don't have sex in the same place all the time. It gets boring. Then you say sex is overrated. It's because you keep doing the same things all the time. Leave the bedroom. Find another place to have sex from time to time. It spices things up. Or sometimes rent a room in a hotel. Go to a movie house. Do public sex, but be careful. But yeah. This one also has sex positions on it. So it lets you explore different positions. So when you throw the dice, whatever position it lands on, you and your partner do that position. This one, people do it during game nights too. where like they throw it and whatever it lands on, you don't have to be naked, you get in that position. I don't know if you've ever done it. I've gone to a party.
We are not saying go to game night and expect this. We beg you.
I've gone to a party and we did that. What we did was like, it was a lot of people in the space, so everybody gets a partner. So when you throw it, then you all get in that position till the next one, then you change.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think that's also
this is also a position.
Yeah.
So I mean, these things are important because they help you explore new things.
Yeah.
And exploring new things keeps things exciting.
And spicy.
Yeah. For cuffs, guys. Yeah. Cuffs are so great. That's like, I like this. This is so nice. This can also be even, you can even use it as a sensation play too, because you can use it on the skin, on the back, the neck, like even the butt crack. Like if with blindfolds on, sensation play is fun. But then with the cuffs are great because it's a form of bondage, restraints. So let's say one thing, okay, I can dare you guys, right? You can use a blindfold on your partner's eyes and then use the cuffs on their hands up and then suck their dick or eat their pussy. If they cannot move their hands, the fact that they can't move their hands, they're restrained, it adds up to the pleasure. Bondage is so, so fun because it frees you in a way. And there are ropes, there are different types of bondage tools. Even if you don't have a rope, like personally, over the weekend, I didn't have cuffs. I was using a scarf as cuffs.
Oh,
I just tied his hands because I wanted to play with him and then it worked.
So again, for those who can see us, we just talked about handcuffs.
Yeah, handcuffs are great, guys. There's some for the ankles, the feet.
Mm.
So you can use it for the feet, the hands, and there are bed restraints even that hold you to the bed so that they can't move and then you play with them. Like if you want to give your partner a treat, bondage is a great way to give your partner a treat because they cannot move and you do whatever you want to do to them.
Mm.
I mean, if you are into threesomes and all, you can tie your partner to the bed and then you and the third person, you do stuff to them. Yeah, this is also a rose toy. If you cannot see, there's another type of rose toy that has a tongue-like thing at where the hole is supposed
instead
to be. Yeah, the tongue-like thing vibrates and moves on the clit. It's supposed to vibrate and move on the clit. I don't know. Let me turn it. Should I turn it on for them to see? Okay, so let's see. I'm turning this on. Do you see that it's moving? So it's supposed to flick, like how the tongue flicks. Like let's say you're getting, your partner is eating you out, eating your pussy. The tongue-like thing is supposed to flick like how the tongue would be flicking on the clit. And it vibrates too. And it's supposed to be a very nice experience. Do you like it?
I love it.
You love it. I need to get one.
Guys,
so
it's, if you feel like being eating out and your man is not available,
you can get the rose with the tongue. It works great, guys. Like I feel like, I mean, you can never have too many sex toys.
Never.
Because there are new toys coming out on the daily. You can never have too many sex toys. And the good thing about sex toys is that there's a lot out there for every relationship dynamic. Even if you're long distance, there are toys for you.
Especially if you're long distance.
There's a type that I like so much. It's like a pussy pocket and a dildo.
Mm.
They are matched. So you use the dildo and your partner uses the pussy pocket. And what happens is when you use the dildo, the way you use it, he feels it in the pussy pocket.
Oh.
Yeah. I've forgotten the name. Yeah. So that's a good thing about toys. They made it such that to help people, like to help couples with their sex lives, regardless of where you are and, I mean, what the dynamic is. Now let's talk about anal plugs. The good thing about anal plugs is that everybody can use it because everybody has an anus. Everybody can use it. Men, women, non-binary people, everybody can use anal plugs. And there are nerve endings in the anus, okay? And it feels nice to have it in there. Like, personally, I like to use anal plugs because I like the feeling. I don't like the ones that do not vibrate. There are some that vibrate, there are some that don't vibrate. But the ones that vibrate, I like the feel because when it vibrates, it comes with more pleasure. And it can be nice to have something in your ass while you're getting fucked in the vagina.
It's a really good feeling.
It's a very, very good feeling. So explore anal plugs. Men, please, don't let toxic masculinity hold you back? Do you know they say that the G-spots, the male G-spot is in the ass?
Right.
Explore anal plug. And the good thing about anal plugs is that they are great for anal training too. Like if you want to explore anal sex. Because anal sex is a different feeling. And I'm not saying you should do it if you don't want to do it. But yeah, there's a way to navigate it. You need to prepare for it. And the receiver needs to be ready. And there's a need to train that area for something big. And anal plugs come in different sizes. You start with a small size and then graduate to bigger ones. You use a lot of lube and then you insert it. If you're trying to be very freaky and you have a date, you have a dick appointment, it can be nice to have an anal plug in your ass that you go on your date. Like, imagine you making out and then he sees that you came ready.
Man, I came prepared.
Again,
for those who can't see us, anal plugs are like oval shaped. They are oval shaped with something like a stem at the end. And so the oval part goes into your anus.
Yeah, it's tapered so that it can easily fit inside the ass.
And then the stem stays out, so it's not going to disappear into your
anus. Yeah. So this is like a bullet.
Some of them have bells.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
Do you know I've seen one that had a rabbit's tail?
No.
Someone showed me his. It had a very long tail. So when you wear it, it has a...
He's stubborn.
Yeah. So crazy. Okay, so this is like a bullet egg. Like it has this tail, so it's inserted in the vagina, but it can be used on the clit. The good thing about all types of vibrators is that you can use it on the clit because the clit just needs a vibration mode. Do you understand? So yeah, me personally, I like clitoral play mostly because unless the last two that I like to insert, and I remember coming multiple times with the it's so fun. Some like this too can be inserted and it feels really, really nice. There are some that are shaped in a way to stimulate the G-spot. Yeah. There are several, like there are hundreds types of sex toys. And this is not exhaustive. Like if we were to bring every type of sex toys, I'm sure we'll have like a whole...
For today's discussion.
Like a whole barrel.
Yeah. And let me add that the bullets come in different shapes, different designs. This has this string thing on it. Some of them are just like, just tiny, like this without anything attached to it. Yeah. Some of them are shaped like lipstick. Some of them are shaped like banana. Really different shapes. To, I mean, for comfort and also for discretion. For
example, yeah.
If you're traveling and you don't want anyone to know what you have.
Or if you live with your parents.
Yeah.
You can have a toy that doesn't look like a toy so that your parents won't worry you. But I wanted to ask to talk about dildos. To which one is it? Okay, So guys, if you can see this, do you see the hole here? Any toy that has a hole like this is for suction. Because it uses air. So it's like pulling air in. And it has a way of like, when it pulls the air in, it has a way of like, it's like being sucked. Yeah, so it's for the clitoris. It's for the clitoris. And this one has this part is supposed to be inserted in the vagina. And it's shaped this way so that it can touch the G-spots. So the toys that have this kind of shape are like for G-spot stimulation. And this is for the clit. But do you use this? Does the placement work for you?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm very curious about it.
This side is really difficult.
So the placement,
I have no idea why, but I'm told it's because I don't try hard enough. But if I have to try hard to use a sex toy, then no.
I have so one I like have that too.
This isn't properly shaped.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of, I mean, there are different variations of this that work really, really well.
I have one like that. The placement too, because you have to hold it. I think the idea is great. But they have to try out different to see
it's the execution. I think, because it's, I feel there's supposed to be more space in between this.
So they can lie on the clay.
Exactly. This doesn't. But there are a lot of, did I say vibrations? We've talked about vibrations. A lot of variations of this that work amazingly. I had an old one which was amazing.
Yeah.
And so again, those who cannot see us, this is a sex toy that's shaped like a boat. And there is a suction bit, and there is
a bit part that goes inside the vagina
and has these rough lines that's supposed to stimulate
the G-spot. So if it feels like you're getting sucked and penetrated at the same time, if you want intense pleasure, this is for you.
Let's define what a dildo is.
I feel like a dildo is an artificial penis.
Thank you.
Except it vibrates.
Yeah.
So it's like having a penis inside.
No, not all dildos vibrate though.
True. But most of them vibrate. So it's like having a penis in you but like some of them have the veins and
And they come in different sizes. Yeah. I mean, and if you don't have the inches and your partner craves inches, like your dick is small, you have 5 inches, 4 inches, and your partner has been managing, it can be great to buy them a big, long dildo so that they can experience deep penetration from time to time.
Yeah. So that's all with dildos. We're just moving on. But if you have any, our sex toys, if you've used any sex toys, if you've come across any sex toys that you think is great and you want to recommend to other women, please do put them in the comments. We would want to see them. If you just have favorites that you just want to share with us what your favorites are, we want to know what your favorite toys are. Please do tell us.
So we try them because I like trying new toys.
I am very curious to try new ones. I mean, I need some additions to my collection. So please do share. Now we've told you about the toys, we want to talk about hygiene.
Okay.
There was a time I went to see this guy and then he's like, oh, I have a sex toy. And then he pulls a dildo from his drawer. And I'm like, okay, this is not new. Have you been using it? And then he said, yeah, I used to use it with this other person. I'm like, huh?
Don't use somebody else's sex toy.
Somebody else's sex toy inside me. That is insane. No. So I will start from there.
Yeah.
Never share sex toys.
Don't share. Unless you want to use a condom over it. If you want to, you have to use a condom over it. But if you want to get your partner's toys, please get a toy for each partner. And please, ladies, when you go to a man's house, don't let them give you their toys. They usually are hoes and they use it with everybody. I'm not judging. I'm sorry. Some would lie to you.
If he's going to give you a toy, make sure it's new.
It's new. Like, it comes in the box or like,
sex toys are not supposed to be shared.
Some would legend lie to you. Like, you know it's used. Yeah. This is not new. They would lie to you. So please. Go with your own toy, please.
Exactly. Go with your own toy.
Yeah.
Let's talk about maintenance.
Okay. Let's start with the hygiene bit. So before you use a toy, wash it. Yeah. Wash with soap and under running water. Okay. And there are some toys, you need to know this. There are some toys that cannot be submerged in water. Yep. You will spoil it.
Yeah.
That's how I spoiled my first rose. I used to like soaking in my tub. And then what I'll do is, I like soaking. It's therapy for me. I soak for hours, right? I'll put my toys in the tub and then use them. Like, pick one and use it. I added the rose to it. After I used it that day, I couldn't charge it again.
Oh, no.
There are some that you can only wash it, but you can't drop it in water. Yeah. So know what toy you're using. But make sure you wash it with soap and under running water. Yeah. It's important. And
if it cannot be put in water, please clean it with a wet wipe.
Mm-hmm.
Or an antibacterial wipe. It's also wet wipe, but some are antibacterial, some are just regular wipes. Please do wipe, make sure they are properly wiped before you store them and use again.
And buy toys made of body safe materials, okay? Because there are some toys that, like, the whatever material they use, when you use them, it sheds into your skin and it can cause cancer. So it's important that you look out for the good brands usually. They're very cheap toys. Usually have materials that will end up shedding. The more you use it, the more it's shedding into your skin and it comes with its issues. We don't want you to have issues when you use toys. We want you to live long and enjoy your pleasure.
Yeah.
What else?
Silicone.
Yeah.
Sex toys are really important. Again, like she mentioned, I've realized some of the silicone ones start peeling after a while.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But for me, I would still choose toys that have silicone covers than the ones that have hard plastic. Because I realized those ones, they sometimes heat up while you're using them. And then you feel it like it's really hard. Mm-hmm. And so although it's smooth, it kind of feels painful at some point.
Okay.
And so for me personally, if it's not silicone covered,
you don't want it. Okay. But also, how about the metallic ones? You don't mind that.
I mean, for the ones that vibrate, like the ones that like a butt plug, for example, this is metal. It's just going in there. It's just that there's nothing wrong with that. So it's fine. But for anything that's going to vibrate, for me,
it's silicone.
Silicone, it's a no.
Yeah, most of them are even made of silicone. Yeah, this is silicone.
Yeah, exactly. Do not, for the love of God or whatever you hold dear, use your toy whilst charging.
Yeah.
If you want to blow up your punani, do that. But I know you don't.
Please don't do it. I've done it before, though, but don't do it.
Please. Do not. I know it's very tempting. Like sometimes you're using it and you're almost there. The most painful thing in the world.
When you're almost coming and it dies.
I promise you. That is the most painful thing in the world.
It's so crazy.
Do not be tempted. Please.
Yeah.
To use it whilst it's
blocked. Just charge it for an hour, okay? Yeah. Or 30 minutes. Or have multiple. That's why you have
multiple.
So that when one dies, you use another.
Or just DJ to finish off and don't use your toy whilst
charging, please.
Please do not. It's dangerous. People have gotten wounded badly from that. It's not worth the orgasm. Don't do it. Do you have any other more hygiene or safety?
I think mostly the most important rule is to not share toys, because people tend to do that a lot. Yeah. Like, don't do it. Not even with your friends, your sisters, don't do it. Mm-hmm. If you see somebody's toy, don't buy secondhand toys.
Yeah.
I've seen a picture where there were toys on the floor, like full line, and people were buying like dildos. Ooh. Please do not do it. Buy a new toy, okay? The person fucking you should buy you a toy if you can buy.
That too. And if you're buying it for yourself to
save,
like if it's important for you to use sex toys, save money for it. Like you save money for anything.
I know sex toys feel like they're expensive though. Like they're not the cheapest things, but like they range from like 100 CDs, the good ones, 500, 300, 1,000.
Yeah.
But please, you can save up for a toy. Okay.
If it's really important to you, that is. Let's get into using sex toys.
Okay.
For individuals, I personally have friends who like we talk about sex stuff. I'm like, but have you tried sex toys? And they're like, oh, not really. It's not really my thing. Like, but do you want to try it? Yeah, but I'm really not really bothered. Mm-hmm. How do we take the step to begin to use sex toys? And also, I mean, for ourselves, that is, and with our partners, how do we get into to having that conversation with them,
with our partners,
to initiate using sex toys?
Okay, so
not everybody is comfortable.
Isn't so. Even with me, like although I use sex toys a lot now, the first toy I ever got, I gave it out because I had a fear of getting addicted. A lot of people are scared that once you use toys, you will like it so much that I should skip that, right? Yeah. Okay. So bringing up like using toys, they are beginner friendly toys. And if you want to bring up the conversation with the partner, you can tell them that, hey babe, I would want us to use a vibrator together, because they are couple toys. Vibrators can be used together. So what you can do is bring us up in a way where it's not like you want it for yourself. You want it for both of you, so they can watch you use it or use it on you. Men find it so exciting to watch you masturbate or watch you touch yourself, because it's very hot. And I mean, it's very hot. So if you're trying to bring it up with your partner, usually when they think of toys, a lot of them are so misinformed that they think it's dildos they are thinking about. And then when they hear dildos, they are thinking of something huge. And in comparison to their dick, and they feel like, well, what if you use that? Does that mean that I cannot satisfy you again? But with a vibrator, like...
I feel like porn has ruined sex toys.
But yeah, a lot of people. So like they're beginner friendly toys, like the bullets that you can start with. Or the rules. Although the rules is like, they can watch you use it or use it together. Bring it up so both of you use it together. Or the one that they can control with the remote.
Yeah.
So it's like a shared activity. When you use it like that, you both find some fun in it. It's not just for me, it's for you. Because some people feel like, once I'm dating you, why do you have to masturbate? Which is not Like, what's the point? Like, what do you mean by that? I'm still entitled to self-pleasure, even if I'm married or in a relationship. But yeah, bringing it up in a way where it's like we're using it together, it's fun. It spices things up. When you watch me use it, you get turned on and then you can come fuck me after. Or while you are fucking me or while you are penetrating me, the toy can be on my clit and it can be fun. Even vibrators can be used on the penis. You can use it on the frenulum. You see, the back of the, you see the penis, right?
Yeah.
The part that faces the balls.
Yeah.
There's this curve underneath the head. That part, it's very, very sensitive. Yeah. You can use the vibrator there. You can even rub it on the shaft. Yeah. You can use it on the perineum. The perineum is the part between the balls and the anus.
Mm.
That part is very sensitive. You can lick it. You can rub on it. You can use a vibrator on it. It feels nice. You can even use it. Like, I mean, it's something. Just make it a shared thing. To bring it up, just make it. Can we use it together to spice things up? I think that's a good way. And they're beginner-friendly toys. The bullets are great. But I think whether you're a beginner or not, you should... I'm going to keep saying it. Every woman should own the rules.
Yeah. So, make it a shared experience. Explain what sex toys are to your partner.
Yeah.
Explain to them the importance.
And their varieties.
Explain to them how it can be a shared experience and how it can generally improve the sexual experience.
So, and a bondage kit.
Bondage kit. That's for those of you who are into BDSM stuff. Let's start small. So if sex toys are new to you, like Ami said, start with the bullet vibrators.
For those of you who can see, they're very tiny.
Tiniest ones.
Yeah.
Those are a good way to start.
They fit in your purse.
Yeah. And then you build your way up. Mm-hmm. If you want to try anal play, it's advisable to start with the tiniest butt plug. Please use lubricant.
A generous amount.
Lubricant. Generous. Because if you're not into anal play, then it means that your anus isn't used to getting things in there. So start small from the smallest and then build your way up. And make sure you do your research.
Breathe in out when you're inserting it.
Yeah. Get prepared. I mean, really be in the mind to get into it before you get into it. And let me say this is very important. The fact that we are talking about sex toys and talking about how nice it is doesn't mean you have to necessarily use them. If it's not your thing, please don't bother. If you haven't used it before, but look at them, hear about them, and feel like this isn't something I really want to get into, it is absolutely fine. Not everything is for everybody. It doesn't make you boring or prude or like you don't know what's up or you're not a cool girl. No, women should never be pressured into using things they don't want to use or engaging in sexual activities they are not comfortable engaging in. If it's a no for you, it's a no for you. It's nice for people who use it, but if it's not for you, that's also okay. Any kind of sex, I mean, if you, what they call the basics, which is like vanilla sex, if that is your kind of sex, that is absolutely fine. If your partner isn't that kind of person and bothers him that you don't want to do more, you are not sexually compatible. Find somebody you are sexually compatible with and do the things you like doing sexually. Don't be pressured into using sex toys. That said, I mean, let's talk about this beef that people have with sex toys. Myths and misconceptions about sex toys. You've already mentioned one. Addiction.
Yeah, that's the thing with addiction, because I was scared of that. I don't know why I was thinking that. I was like, if I use toys, I would like it so much. And I wouldn't, like, please, do not know the amount of toys I have. I still want dick. Like I love, like, I would not. I would rather, like, I would want to use the toys with you. Yeah, I would throw the toy. Like, when you're having sex or you're getting intimate and it's getting so pleasurable, but you throw the toy away even. It doesn't happen. It's not true at all. You don't get so hooked on it that you don't want dick again or you don't want a human touch. It's only when your partner is not listening to you that your partner, like, you tell your partner what you want and they don't mind you. They don't aim to please you. And it's all about their pleasure. With that, it makes sense to not want to have sex with them because now you have a way of making yourself feel good. That's a different situation where it's like, my partner doesn't make me feel good in any way. All he does is come penetrate and I don't enjoy anything and I feel pain. And I like, then that was the point of, because what's the point of having sex with somebody if you enjoy it? That's different. But if you're enjoying sex with somebody, sex toys should be something that enhances the experience for you. It doesn't make you not want the person at all. It's a big myth. People who really, really use toys will tell you that it's not true.
So there is the misconception that you're going to get so addicted to it, you want to use them all the time. And that's crazy because nobody, unless someone is a sex addict, nobody who has used sex toys over years would want to use them all the time.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm in my house and I have all these sex toys and I even forget that I have sex toys.
There are times that I crave a human touch. I don't want, there are times that I'm so horny, I'm like, nah, I don't want to use a toy.
That's the second. So like for the addiction mainly, sex toys by themselves are not addictive. You become addicted to them if you're already addicted to sex.
To sex, yeah.
And for you, that is your way of achieving your pleasure. Then, so every time you feel like having sex, you go to
you
the
have
sex
to use
toy.
A
so
toy,
you are not necessarily addicted to the sex toys. You're just addicted to sex.
And that one, you need to seek help. Yeah, because you need to get your self-control back.
Yeah, and then there's the other side where people feel, especially men, feel like sex toys replace them. They're like, women who use sex toys want sex toys and they're so addicted to sex toys, they don't even want to be with them.
Wouldn't that be nice? Because, see, the way men be doing us dirty.
I know, right?
Like, and like, we still want you. Like, are you serious?
Sex toys could replace you.
Wouldn't that be nice?
We wouldn't still want
to be with them. It'd be driving us crazy like that and we still keep coming back. And you think...
Exactly. So, sex toys, and I feel like that's the main... aversion men have to sex toys.
And they see them as competition.
Like, yes. It's a one, that's why I said it's a one-sided beef that they have with sex toys. Again, like you mentioned, sex toys are supposed to enhance the experience to make it better. So you could use them to get that.
Exactly.
They don't replace you. Even like sometimes when like couples don't, when you don't come together, for example, you can just like let her lay down. If you have the bullet vibrator, the rose, and then use it on her and kiss her whilst you're doing it, the sex toy is basically helping you do your job.
Exactly. So like,
it's complimentary. It's not a competition. It's not a replacement. It's there. And sex toys, let me say, are not only for women only.
Oh, they are male toys. Yeah.
We are for women. So that's
what we didn't have any.
Yeah, because, you know, we are not for... We
don't have penises.
This show is women focused. Yeah, we don't have penises. So, but there are sex toys for men, like the penis ring.
Yeah, there the cock ring. Cock rings are so great because for some people it helps them delay ejaculation. For some people it helps them like stay harder, like get a harder erection. And then some vibrate and they vibrate on the clit. And some are also great because if you have a very long penis, they have a way of like you wear it to a point so that your whole penis doesn't go inside the vagina to hit it.
So you see, that's just one example.
There are several types of male toys. There are prostate massages.
There are pussy pockets.
There are like
the ones that you can, instead of using your hands to give yourself
stroke
a hand
your penis,
job, you could use that. There's so many toys for men. The handcuffs are also for men.
Yeah.
And so sex toys are not really here to compete with men. If your partner prefers the sex toys over you, there's something you're doing wrong and you need to fix it.
Instead of blaming
the sex toys. Have a conversation with your partner and, you know, find a way of dealing with it.
Of pleasing
instead
them,
of
yeah.
Dealing, I mean, fighting with the sex toys.
Whether like an inanimate object, are you serious?
Yeah. Right?
Like, what kind of one-sided beef is that? Like,
I'm trying to be so nice because, like, we are not trying to fight with men. But yeah, this beef you have with sex toys,
it's very unnecessary.
Very unnecessary and very unwarranted. We are going to wrap up here.
Okay.
We've been talking about sex toys as your ultimate DIY tool and throuple partner. You know what throuple means?
Yeah, throuple, you know, three people in a session or
the third person or the third party. And so sex toys, they're not only for women, like I just mentioned, they are for men as well. Sex toys help you discover yourself. as a woman, it helps you, it empowers you in your journey through your sexuality and sexuality.
The self-discovery, expectation, yeah.
And self-discovery. I mean, is there anything you want to add?
Well, okay, I wanted
your
to
your final talk, words.
My
yes.
final words, I'm going to say that if you have a partner or you are alone and you don't have a toy, find a toy. And I mentioned the bondage kit. I think everybody should get one. It's not just bondage, because there are blindfolds that I think are great for sensory inhibition, because when your eyes are covered, your other senses are so heightened that everything you do is very, very nice. So it can be great. Get a BDSM kit. Get some on my website, okay? And stop, please listen to everything we've said on here. There's a lot more out there. If you want to explore toys, just use the internet. There's a whole lot of information on the internet that can be useful to you. Read on the various sex toys, read on the safe ways to use them, and make sure to not share your toys, please.
Thank you, Ami.
Thank you too.
Can you mention your website? Where can people find your website to buy from you? What are your socials if people want to follow you?
Okay. So yeah, I did mention I'm an author too. I have a book, Hot Sex Every Day. It gives you 365 ways to spice things up. I even talk about a lot of toys. My website is amisexshop, amisexshop.com. That's for my sex toys. I have another website, amisdiaries.com, amisdiaries.com. I have articles about sex education. I have erotic stories that you read to get turned on. I think erotica is very, very important to sexuality. And on Instagram, my handle is Amishika, AmiShikah. Twitter, my new handle is Miss Amishika, MsAmiShikah. TikTok, Amishika, AmiShikah. Snapchat, Amish Diaries.
Thank you so much.
Thank you too.
We've been talking about using sex toys, both as an individual for self-discovery, self-exploration, self-pleasure, and with your partners, the way of enhancing your sex life, spicing it up, intensifying the pleasure. Let me repeat once again that sex toys are amazing. They are great.
Yeah.
If you want to explore yourself and explore more varied ways of achieving pleasure with yourself and with your partner, sex toys are great. But if it's not something you are interested in, if it's not your thing, that's also totally okay. But if you're up for it, please do give it a try. Let's know how it goes, if you're open to sharing. Today we've been talking about sex toys. My name, as always, is Abina Benewa. So please get interactive with us. Let us know what you think about sex toys, about anything we talked about, and if you have any addition, please do share them. We'll be happy to hear them. Till we come again with another sexy, spicy, saucy episode on this season, the Unhinged season. It's bye from us.